From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Amid worries about a wall and deportations, Mexican officials expressed their disagreements with two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries on Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly visited Mexico for talks. Tillerson and Kelly appeared with their two Mexican counterparts in a joint appearance. Here is Secretary Tillerson.
During the course of our meetings, we discussed the breadth of challenges and opportunities in the U.S.-Mexico relationship. Although our two nations share a long history, our visit was forward-looking, focusing on common interests that would advance security and economic well-being.
The two American emissaries met with Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto before heading back home. A new CBS News public opinion poll indicates Americans put immigration at the top of the list of problems that are most important for the government to address. The economy and jobs comes in second, health care. Number three. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met in Geneva Thursday with a Syrian government delegation and with members of the opposition. He says he will hold bilateral meetings Friday to plan a new round of peace talks looking for a solution to the Syrian civil war. Syria's warring parties last met in Geneva nearly 9 months ago. That round of talks broke down because of repeated violations of the ceasefire agreement. Iraq said Thursday that its forces had taken the airport in Mosul from the Islamic State group. The Iraqis launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday. They are backed by U.S. forces. This is VOA News. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, has gotten underway near Washington. A speech by President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to be the highlight of this year's conference. Thursday evening, the gathering heard a rousing speech from Mike Pence, the vice president, who dismissed recent anti-Trump demonstrations and declared the administration would indeed end Obamacare medical system.
You know, despite the best efforts of liberal activists at town halls around the country, the American people know better. Obamacare has failed, and Obamacare must go.
He also declared American support for Israel.
Israel's fight is our fight. Her cause is our cause. Her values are our values. And under President Trump, America will stand with Israel.
Mike Pence. The World Health Organization reports depression is increasing worldwide, as we hear from Lisa Schlein.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The report finds prevalence rates for depression peak among older adults, affecting 2% more women between the ages of 55 and 74 than men. Across all age groups, however, the report notes depression is 1.5 times more common among females than males. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Malaysian police say the slain half-brother of North Korea's leader had a nerve agent put on his face and eye. Authorities identify the agent as VX. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after two women smeared something on his face at Kuala Lumpur Airport. Investigators are stumped as to how the substance could kill so quickly and not harm his attackers. Niger's military says at least 15 soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack near the village of Inters Awane in the Tillaberi region. They say 19 soldiers were wounded in the attack by Islamic extremists. The U.S. Geological Survey says an earthquake struck northern Zambia early Friday. The epicenter was near Lake Tanganyika. Bodies of 13 African migrants have been found inside a shipping container in western Libya. Officials of the Red Crescent in Libya said the victims appear to have been locked inside the container for several days while being transported to a coastal town. 56 people were rescued. Authorities in Gambia have arrested the former head of the National Intelligence Agency, Yankuba Badje. 8 other NIA employees were also arrested Monday. The agency has been accused of human rights abuses during the regime of former President Yahya Jammeh. No specific charges filed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.